Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Bruna. Welcome to the meeting, everyone. This is the NCUC Executive Committee meeting on Thursday, 10th of January 2019. On the call today, we have Bruna Martin, Antonella Perini, Louise Mary Horrell, and from staff of myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to state your name for transcription purposes, and also please mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, Bruna.
Thank you very much, Mariam. This is Bruna Sanz for the record. So thanks, Antonella and Luis, for attending this call. This is going to be maybe our third EC call so far. So thanks very much for joining. The agenda for today, apologies for not seeing that before, but I guess we need to establish a better mechanism for you guys helping me with the EC call agendas and stuff. But then the agenda for today is on the discussion notes pad. So the idea was for us to do a little chat on ABRs and then just comment on the crop call. And last but not least, set a date on the upcoming NCC members call. If you guys agree with that, do you guys have anything else to add? Thanks very much. Welcome, Ines. Thanks for joining us as well. So, okay, moving on to our first agenda item. As you may know, we have the deadline for the ABRs coming up. We should submit our request by the 15th of January. Now, as I asked from you on the mailing list, I really need your help on this. But then I have some new developments to let you know about before. There has been a call from the FC, the Finance Committee, the NCFC Finance Committee, this past week. And although I was not able to join, Tato was give me an update on what they discussed and what was the sort of like the mechanism they were like building up on the ABR call. So I did not attend the call. Answering to your question, Lou, I did not attend the call because I wasn't with a really good connection at the time. But I have the recordings and I have the transcripts, and I'll share this alongside with Tato's report on the call with the EC mailing list right now. So they did a meeting on the 4th of January, and the idea was to like maybe talk a little bit about they want an item 64 meeting. They want and to discuss another matters that were like arising, such as the ABRs, the budget review, and some calls for volunteers, the civic CRM, and some other actions that they were needing. Especially on the ABRs, they did a method. They sort of like came up with a mechanism that was an online form where the community members could submit their ideas and suggestions with regards to the ABRs. And supposedly, this form is going to be circulated on the 11th of January, so tomorrow. But then, I am not very sure about the time frame because the deadline for the ABRs is the 15th of December. Then I'm just gonna get back to Tato and ask about like if they open this form on the 11th, when are they closing this form? Maybe on the 15th or the 14th. I don't know. And if so, we would have like only 1 or 2 days to write up the ABRs. The deadline for the ABRs is the 15th of January. What kind of bothered me about this kind of mechanism is the sort of like lack of communication, because the FC discussed this with I think Stephanie was in the call also. they discussed this mechanism and, like, with regards to NCCN Falcon and Sushi without, like, any consultation to the 2-hour leadership team members. So, but I guess this problem is kind of, like, sorted out because I had a call with Tatro the day before yesterday, and he explained to me everything else. And I also made sure that he understood, like, that we all want to work together, and there is, like, no need for, like, dividing the work or even, like, doing some like, sectorizing. Like, they do finance, and they can only do finance and do not talk to leadership teams. We all need everybody else's help on this, and like, it's this kind of, like, noises in the communication doesn't help anyone. So, what I had to bring to you is this idea. Like, I had one question to ask you. Are you guys okay with adopting this mechanism, like the form? And if so, should we like set a deadline so the form would go up from the 11th until the 14th? And then on the 14th, like, as soon as the form closes, we would spend like a whole day for writing up, drafting up ABRs. Then I don't know how is your availability and how many of you would be able to help me. And I would really like if like the whole EC was on this call and we got as many hands on board as possible. So I guess I'm gonna open up the floor to you guys, so we can like do a little discussion of this. Just a reminder that we also have we have the ABRs that were approved in the past FY, and like one of them is communication. So it's like bringing things. This is something that we are probably like repeating. So other than that, like, should we adopt this mechanism from the FC? Should we not? And should we, like, set a deadline to ourselves? I have the draft. I have, like, the form for the ABRs, and I could set, even today, like, a Google Docs for us all to start drafting them. So I'm going to open the floor to you now, and let's see what you guys think about it.
Okay, so yes, we are kind of on a short deadline, but I think that the process with the feedback and community bringing ideas needs to, like, not a 24-hour thing, like maybe more. So I guess that closing that on, let's say, Sunday night would lead us to the whole 14th on the drafting. So I think, in terms of accountability, that would be better, although that means for us, like, a whole day of working and drafting, and I can help with that. Of course, it helps that if you have the template and stuff and you can set that today, that can help us to, you know, if we already know some things of the communication and request that we will be asking, that will be of help, because we can, start with that, and then when we have the input from the community, add the other things.
Thank you very much, Liz. I see your hand is up again. Do you wish to say anything else?
Hi, Bruna. Sorry, that was Antonella who was speaking. This is Ines. I'm sorry, please bear with my voice. I'm a little have a cold. I just wanted to say something about the ABRs. If you wanted the ideal, yes, it was Antonella, but now it's Ines Fredo who is talking for the record. Happy New Year to everyone. About the ABRs, I think if you want it to be bottom-up rather than top-down, we need to open it to our members. I think that is the first thing we need to do, like maybe today or as soon as possible. This is the first thing. We should open it to our members so that we don't have some negative comments that we had the last time we did that. So, two, about the idea of Tatu and the FC about the form. It's not that I am against the form in itself. I think that we should reach out to our members, that's for sure. But asking our members to fill in a form and then the executive committee then fills in another form, I don't know how efficient this is. Why not share in the form, the actual form of the ABR, to our members? And third, when I see the ABRs that we had last year, I think we should continue on them because the workshop that we had at the training was very, very successful. And also the outreach that we're in with at large are very successful as well. And they are of added value. So I think we should continue on them. Thank you. Sorry, this is Ines again. Just to add that I'm available on the 14th and 15th of January because I'm on a holiday. Thank you. So I'm available to help. 14th and 15th of January.
Hi, Louise here. Louise Marie Urell for the record. I just wanted to agree with Ines and Antonella. I think time is of the essence, as you already said, Bruna, and well, I also think that maybe the form might not be the best way. Like, I wouldn't have now at the top of my head a better way of suggesting, like, using another platform or having another... sorry if it's too loud. I'm in a shop, so it might be a little bit loud, so let me know if you're not hearing me. But I would say just doing as we did normally, just talk to the community through our mailing list. I know our mailing list has been quite less active than it was, so I do think that's also very important for us to kind of like use our mailing list and get the comments and say like we have a tight schedule, but we would really want all of the members to chime in and actually help us frame this ABRs. And I do think and I also agree with Ines when, like, we should continue with what we have done. Like, the trainings were absolutely important, the MCSG one and the MCC policy training that we had, policy writing course that we had. I do think it's something that we should try to kind of, like, build somewhat, some kind of predictability with the org, just knowing that this is part of what we want to do and keep doing. So build that into what we want to have as one of the resources for members within our stakeholder group and within our constituency more specifically. And with regards to helping, I'm totally open to helping. I'm actually in work. I'm in holidays now, so vacation after quite a while. So I do have some time on my hands to do this today, because we're already, like, it's the 14th. So if there's any sprints needed, which I think we would need for today, to kind of try to give a first shape to it, I would be really happy to help.
Hey, this is Bruna again. Thanks, everyone, for showing up. So I do agree that this form is necessary, like, it's just that it's a matter that is kind of like time sensitive, and it's not a little sad, but I know we are all volunteers and we work so much, but it's kind of like a little delayed the finance committee attention to the matter. I know we all just came back from like the break, and some of us are still in vacation. Unfortunately, I'm not. Then, sensitive, Lou, as responding to your question, sensitive, I mean by time sensitive. Like, I don't know how if we would manage, or if it's whether or not it's ideal for us to submit a form to the community with only like 2 days for them to enter. So, and it would mean like kind of like some like a lot of like redoing everybody else's work. So the community would bring the input to the forum, and then we would have to take like a lot of time for translating the answers on the form to the actual ABR form. So this is kind of like a complicated and like overwork, like unnecessary overwork. I know, and about this, I do apologize with all of you because I kind of dropped the ball on this because we had previously agreed on a consultation to the community, but then with the break, I ended up not sending an email to the mailing list, but I can send it now. If anyone else would like to help me like drafting this email, just like saying we can even try to draft it now on the discussion notes, just saying that the deadline for submitting the ABRs is on the 15th of January. And we would very much welcome input from the community on this, and we will be receiving suggestions until the, 13th of January. So we would have, 4 days on this. Let's see. Do you guys agree on this? Like, maybe sending an email to the mailing list today in a few hours, like, maybe in 1 hour? To ask and to have like some consultations on this. I'm also trying, as I speak, I'm trying to reach out to Stephanie because as much as I understand that this was something that was agreed on the finance committee call, the form maybe is the better mechanism for the next year, no longer for this one. So I'll try to follow up on this. On the course, I still have to hear back from staff on this because I know we have a second part from our course to complete, and this is something that I'm still behind schedule. I have to. I'll send an email today and then get back to you. But then still in the training, I will also ask Stephanie if whether or not NCSG would like to submit a joint ABR with NFOC and NCC about another training. I know that this would be like a little complicated because it's very, in the end it was like a very short amount of people who got to participate in the course and the capacity building thing, and then some members might not see it as feasible like to do it once again. Due to the very low interest. So I will consult with Stephanie and let you guys know how it goes, okay? I'm just adding an action note. Okay. Is there anything else? Would anyone would like to add anything else on this specific point? I guess.
Hi,
Lou. Go ahead.
No. You were gonna end.
No. I was just saying. I was just going to like. If anyone would like to, I was just gonna add that. I will get a Google Doc with the form to submit the ABRs ready today and share this on the mailing list with you guys just so we can be ready for the 14th.
Yeah, what I was going to say, Louise Marie Urell for the record, what I was going to say is regarding the BSC form, I think a good approach might be to just say that given the our time. Perhaps for now, this might not be an optimal solution for us, since we are very short on time. But we can think about other mechanisms to like try to implement. Because from what I understood, Bruna, is that this would be a kind of like trying to implement a common procedure for NCSG and POC and NCUC. So that would require kind of like a dialogue between us three. And given our short period of time, that is not possible. So we might as well go with our mailing list. And after we talk through this and just explain that to Stephanie, and that we might consider other options as well, because this might not be the optimal one. But given the time, we are not able to accommodate this at the moment. Just thinking here of how to kind of like keep the door open, but and also reinforce that we do want to be included in this dialogue, as you said previously. Yeah.
Thanks, Boo. I agree with you. It's a great way out. Just to make it clear that it wasn't like this is not the NCSG chair asking us to use this form. It's just like that I read this on the finance committee mailing list, and I read the transcripts from their staff call, and then I asked Tato for a short call for us to run over what this sort of like form that they were trying to adopt. I do agree that this is, it's like if we all came up to adopting a common like mechanism for all the constituencies and the stakeholders for the ABR, then like it's like a proper consultation process. This would be like really good. But as you said, Lou, it's a rather short time frame, and it's like at least for now, it's not the optimal solution. So I sent Tato's email to you guys on the EC list. So if you could take the time to just like run some comments there. He CC'd on the email just so he's aware of the discussion. This was the way we agreed that we would kind of like run the discussions between the RFC nominee and the EC. Also, just to close up on the EFC, I like Tato kind of like it was not a complaint, but we discussed how we could like better integrate the finance committee into the NCUC work, and how we could like better communicate and be all on the same page. So we might give them some time in our constituency day in Kobe, and he was apparently not aware that we have some NCUC members who are not NCSG members, and the other way around. So that was the reason he was only communicating on the NCSG list. So it was kind of like a personal request, but I do hope you guys agree that if possible, and when possible, he would run some like reports and comments on the NCC list, just so our members were aware of what's going on and what are their discussions. So this is it for now, I guess. On the ABR is enough. So I've seen the box that you. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Marion, for reminding us of that. I'll add it on the... Okay, just added it to the agenda. Thank you. So it's just to answer Inés's comment on the FT work. We all need to understand a little bit more of their work, and it's good. Like, I guess the best way for us to understand how they're planning to work and how we can better incorporate that work into our constituencies and stakeholder groups is like it's setting a conversation channel. So if we both isolate ourselves and nobody feels the need to chat with each other, we won't have as much agreement or like comments on or anything like that. And that is the reason why I asked for the call with Tato and also for the report on the FC work whenever he found possible. He told me, I guess he does agree with the same thing. Like, the FC is its first, like, step, and they have a lot of things to work on still. So it's kind of like, it's kind of a complicated place to be at and to walk on. But I'm really glad about the work they're doing. I just do hope that we had, like, as you said, Amanda, I do hope we had more volunteers on this. And I know Rafael Beauregard, which is our nominee to the NCSG Executive Committee, he's also helping with the Finance Committee. And he has been really helpful in any discussions I have seen him join so far. So let's hope he's another, like, good voice inside the FC. So, yeah, I guess I'm gonna, oh yeah, I'm just gonna post the link here. Okay, on the crop sound, do you have any problems with the sound in it? I was just saying that Rafael joined the FC, and that he should be, hopefully he should be a new good voice for the committee, for them to help, for helping them find their way and, like, their path and their good work. The next agenda item we have is just the communication. We opened our COP call. It's open until the, I guess, let me check. I guess it's until the 12th. Yeah, January 12th. But we, Maren, I haven't had any email so far. Did you have any application? Did you receive anything? Thanks, ma'am. So, given that this is a crop call, we, in light of the new crop rules, the slots are regional. So, kind of like part of the discussion you guys were having on the chat, on the mailing list about sending a reminder that we should, like, restrain the place you come from and you go to. And also about the budgets are not like applicable for the situation, since it's like it's icon funding, so it's icon slot and hence, like, money restriction and stuff. So this is only open for members from the APAC region. So I do hope we have someone applying for this. And this brings me another question, which is, like, are we opening a call, like, for an NCC fellow? Do we feel like we should be doing this again? I don't know how it worked so far. So, I mean, okay. And then, so no applications for the crop call so far, and I'm gonna send a reminder now. Yeah. Does anyone have anything to say about this? Yeah, I'm gonna ask David to share this on the ECAP mailing list, but I have just sent it I do, yeah, the crowdfunded person is going to help us in our activities. I kind of made it clear on the call. I just sent another reminder, but I'm considering, like, extending the deadline if we continue to have no applications. Okay. Perfect. Any other thoughts on this? On the cross call, and whether or not we should open a slot for either a volunteer or an MCC mentee for the COVID meeting. Okay, so I would like to consider a fellow, but then one thing that happened is that in the past two meetings that we brought someone to, we weren't like doing a really good job on following up with the funded members and what their work was going to be like. I personally think, and apologies for my, like, for the very, like, direct comment on this, but I do think we have been doing a really poor job on following up with our fellows. So we were just, like, very lucky that the three of the last ones were very, like, good and, like, competent. But then if we agree on funding anyone for Japan, like, with MCC funding, I would really like to see more engagement for, like, all of us on helping this person navigate through COVID. But I'll open the floor to you, Lou. Go ahead.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I do think we were lucky and in getting very good people, and I hope we continue to be lucky to have such good fellows. But it's that thing, you know, like, if we open a fellow slot, we really need to kind of, like, construct, okay, so what is that person going to do? Like, we don't have to actually have them do, you know, like, a whole set of things. It's not as rigorous as any other program, you know, but it is, it's just for us to actually seize the opportunity of having a person from our membership over there, you know, just think a little bit more critically about how we have been providing these opportunities, but at the same time, how do we actually ensure that that there's some kind of outcome out of it? You know, we're not just getting people over there. So, were the people that already went, are they still engaged? So, I do think we have to be more mindful about these things in this next year and this year that's just started. But yeah, I just wanted to strongly agree with you, Bruna, with regards to that. Maybe an idea for Kobe might be to do also, again, another Ask NCC with the fellow and with the crop-funded person. I don't know. I'm in between that because we already have one crop-funded person to go. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm not – Louise here for the record. I'm not saying that it is not good to have two people. I do think it's amazing and it's great that we have the opportunity to do so. What I'm saying is that if we're going to bring two people, we have to think carefully of how are they going to contribute work, and how do we ensure, like, we're building the next leadership for NCC? How do we ensure that these folks really want to engage at ICANN and also think about what we have been doing the past months, you know? Like, I know we had, like, elections and we just started our second mandate, but still, you know, I think we should think with a lot of care about these things before deciding if we're going to open or not. I know we're short on time because of visa and all of that, but still, just wanted to bring that out there. Exactly, that is that.
For your info. I do agree, like, I am not, like, very happy with the idea of bringing someone for the meeting if we're not, like, engaging them with the right activities. Like, and I do, like, think that Olga and Leo were really good doing the idea because they pretty much, like, held up our booth together, but we weren't, like, engaging them in many activities as I would like to. And in Barcelona, Shahu was like, he was there and he did a presentation on the SMTUC initiative, which was really good. But I do think we could have been doing, like, a better job. We should have done a better job on engaging him with our activities there. So this is something we have to discuss too. What I'm going to do on this point is that I'll take the decision about putting someone for Kobe to the EC list, since we do not have neither David or Michael here today, so we can discuss it. And a suggestion I would like to give to you guys is that maybe if we did not have any applicants for the crop, we could then open an HUC fellow call. So that we won't be, like, using our resources for this meeting. So, like, if we don't have any applicants for the crop, we would have, like, 3 crops for the Marrakesh meeting. And then we can hopefully, like, open one of these to the list or 2 of them to the list. And then we would be using, like, our funds to fund someone instead of using the crop. But then we would have to wait until the end of the crop call deadline for us to have the decision. So maybe that's a good idea. I don't know. We are kind of, like, running out of time, and there's, like, 2 more things I would like to discuss with you. And Lou, go ahead.
Hi, Louise, for the record. Bruna, Mariam, if we were to decide to have a fellow, not from solely the crop slot, when would we have to kind of have like the full process done? What is our main deadline? Just to have an option or just think about it.
The deadline for the crop, we have to send a name no later than 18th of January. So we have a few more days to decide. About our funds, like, as Ines said on the chat, I would say, like, by the end of the month would be good for us to decide if we're funding a fellow or not. Go ahead, Lou.
Sorry, old hand.
So the deadline for the crop is the 18th of January, and after that we can decide on funding or not funding someone. We don't have, like, a formal deadline for funding a fellow since it's NCC funds, but it would be, like, very nice for us to have this call, like, open by the day that the crop deadline ends, one day after, or something like that, due to the visa procedures. So maybe making sure that we are opening a call until the end of January would be a good idea. We have only 10 minutes until the end of this call, and I'm going to take the discussion to the... We no longer have a host, I guess. Mariam lost her connection, but you guys can confirm that you're listening to me? Okay, cool. I was just going to say that we are on the last 9 minutes of our call, so... we had to set a date for a members call. Still this month, it would be like really good for us to have a members call, to do a little update, to present ourselves to the constituency, and maybe to discuss what we should be doing and in the COBE meeting. So this would be a good way of like starting a new conversation with the constituency members. And other than that, we need also to discuss the NCC and at-large outreach and NCC Constituency Day. We already have a date for the Constituency Day. I guess it's on the Tuesday as normal. But the only available time we managed to find was a slot that would start before lunch and would go through lunch. So it was a problem we should have had discussed and set in our past call, like, are we sending lunch or not? Are we deciding to have this slot? If not, we don't have, like, many options of NCC Constituency Day slots. But, Maren, if you could confirm this to me, if I'm not saying anything else. Yeah, the outreach hasn't been decided either. What we have so far is we kick off the conversation with the at-large, and I just got an email like yesterday from Gisela for us to do an RFP to the request. So first things first, we have to first decide on paying for lunch or not, and then we have to talk about the NCC in as large outreach. The cost estimation, like we were estimating, so the price for lunch is like bagged lunches. They are around $17.95 US dollars, and we were estimating this meeting for I don't know maybe 40 to 50 people, Marian. I'm just not sure. And we were estimating like having something around it's a short number of people that I cannot find right now. But then yeah, we should be able to decide this as soon as possible, as in, like, today. So I would like to know how do you guys feel about funding lunch? And I can 64. Yeah, the problem was the other solution we found was either like to divide Constituency Day, was it like some sort of like in-reach meeting one day and Constitution today, half of Constitution today in another one. But I guess we all agree that, I guess we can all agree that our meeting in Barcelona was a little too short. So we decided to do it for the whole, like, 3 hours. And if we not, that doesn't mean we have to do a meeting for 3 hours, but then we can do it like for 2.5 hours or 2 hours and 15 minutes. But then it would be still better than 1.5 hour meeting, with very short time and not having us having to cut up people as I had to do in Barcelona. So, the cost would be $17.95 per person. Let's see. Yeah, it would be around like $5.40, something like that. Yeah, $35 to $40. What we can do also is that like obviously our members and volunteers is also like be around, so like everybody, we would not be postponing any office lunch. Yeah, for 40 people this would be around $700, and for 30 people this would be around $540. So I can no longer type on the discussion notes. Marian, can you help me with this? So I need you guys. I'm gonna send another email. No, it's a boxed lunch list. This is the cheapest. It's the last costing option available. So that's the one we're probably going with. So if we could manage to have someone like for saving our resources on this, like if we really could manage to have our fellow bean students from the crop call, this will open us like kind of a lunch. This would be a good thing to do. I'm just gonna take this option to the mailing list just so we can have this discussion documented, and so that anybody else can like check how the discussion went and not be caught off guard, okay? And about the something we haven't decided, the NCC members call, do you guys have any dates by the end of the month that you are not available? But I saw Luis's hand up. And if you want to say anything, please go ahead. The floor is yours.
Hi, Louise, for the record. No, it's just a random thought because I remember a while ago that when Farzi, I think Farzi, she mentioned something about our current fund. And yeah, just to check that, if we really decide in not having a second fellow would actually like meaningfully contributing to funding lunch. Just curious about that. But yeah.
I think so. It's a really good, it's a good input. I just, typed on the discussion notes that I will ask Newton for like a funds report. we do still need to, from our last, like, fellows, we did complete the refund for Dina and the whole confusion. We did refund Shahul. I think we refunded Olga, and we just need to refund Leah now. So I'll ask Milton to complete the refunding for all of them, and then later on I'll ask for a funds report just to see where are we and how is the NCC money going out. Okay. And okay. But then my previous question was, is there any date on the last week of January that you guys are not available? Because most likely I will schedule this call on the last week. Let's see. Most likely on the, like, in between 28th and 31st and 31. So the possible dates. Also, dates for the NC members call would be between 28th and 31st. Inez cannot on the 31st. So, any other suggestions, any other I can do this day? Okay, yes, thanks very much. So would that be a problem if I schedule this call for the 30th around the same time we're chatting? I'm going to check with Marion if this time, if this slot is available. But I'm leaning towards scheduling the call on the Wednesday, the 30th of January, okay? Yeah. So if this slot is available, we can schedule it. We're just gonna check if it doesn't like clash with any of the poppy calls or anything like that. And so we get to have our members here. And just like to wrap up this call and not take I can do the 31st in it. If anyone else cannot do the 31st, it's up to you. My agenda this month is pretty much okay. No clashes for the 30th? Okay, good. And is there anything on the 31st, Marin? Okay, cool. So, Inez, does that mean you can do the 31st? Does that mean you cannot do the 31st? There's no way of knowing if everybody else can do the call. But then I will schedule it either way because we are like the three of you are already majority of the EC now, so if you take this decision now, it's better for us. Marion can already schedule the call, and we can avoid any clashes. So Luis and Antonella, if you could quickly answer if you can on the 31st, we can just like schedule it. Mariam, then I guess we can schedule it on the 31st of January again. Okay. Okay. So, is there any other business, anyone, any other thing, like, for a past, where 5 minutes past the hour? So, if anyone else doesn't have anything else to say, I guess I will adjourn the call. Seeing none and hearing none. So thanks very much for attending this call today, you three. And I will send an email to DC right now asking for a decision on the Sunday lunch. And I will do the other follow ups right now before I forget them. And I look forward to working with you guys this year. Happy New Year to everybody else, to everyone in this call. And I look forward to talking to you on the 14th as well, so we can write some ABRs. Yay! Thanks very much. Mariam, I guess we can stop the recording.
Thank you very much, Bruna. Thank you, everyone, for attending the call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, Mariam. Bye-bye.